Hello.
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 Hello, sir. This is George calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So, how are you doing today?
Not bad, thanks.
Sir, actually, this is just a verification call. Like, did you authorize any transaction to overseas this morning?
Yeah, I've been
Yes.
waiting on the. As a matter of fact, I just got off the phone for the delivery and they told me it's on its way, but that was this time last week.
Okay. And sir, like, did you try to like read out your banking details with any of your friends?
No. I rang the bank and spoke to them, and they said I've only got a certain time and they'll close it off.
Okay. And sir, the reason why we are calling is because about an hour ago, someone has accessed internet banking from somewhere in California and they try to purchase some gift vouchers from there. So, like, sir, do you know anyone in California who can have an access to your internet banking?
No.
All right. And did you try to log into internet banking this morning?
No.
All right. So, I believe this was some sort of fraudulent transaction tried to be made while accessing your personal information, right? And sir, like, did you try to connect your device with a free Wi-Fi, like a public Wi-Fi?
No, I haven't got it.
Sir, because we just like your IP location is not showing where it should be, okay? It's just got shifted to a different location. That's why you're not getting any proper transaction messages, all right?
So, is it in Brisbane?
No, it's not showing in Brisbane. It is showing in some different other country. All right?
Another country?
Yeah, exactly. Your IP location just got compromised.
I've rang this crowd 6, 8, or probably 9. They put me through, told me to deliver in a day or two. They get on the crowd to who's delivering. And do you think this is a scam?
Oh, it's not like that, sir. Okay? Someone just using your personal information from the like internet, okay? So, all right, before like proceeding further, I just want to connect you to the banking head server. From there we will show you all the payment requests which we received from your account, okay?
Right.
All right, just be on a hold for a second. I just connected to the banking head server, right? Just
Thank
be on a
you.
hold. Hold the line for a couple of seconds. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, ma'am. This is David, and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa and MasterCard, okay?
Yes.
And ma'am, this morning, did you order some gift card? Like, have you ordered a gift card from your end?
No, nothing.
Okay. Because, sir, we are detecting there are some people from a different IP address location. They are using your information to order all this gift card. And all the gift card which has been purchased are the iTunes, the Apple gift card. So we are exactly not sure, like, how it could be possible, like, without your authorization, this order has been made, right?
So, the one in Sydney, North Ryde or whatever it is, the scooter place, that's a scam.
Beg your pardon, sir, could you repeat that?
Where I bought the scooter from in
Okay.
Sydney, Goliath bike ride, is that a scam?
Okay. And you did you like provide them any funds or any of your details, sir?
Well, I sent the $1,400 on my ANZ
Okay.
credit.
All right. And have you shared your card details?
Sorry?
Did you share your card numbers to them? You got a debit card, and have you
Yes.
got info? Yeah, did you give out your card numbers to them?
Yes.
Okay. That's the reason, sir, because everything has been get pressed by those people of your information, and they are using your account from a different IP address. So we are not sure like how it could be possible. And like you do, have you tried to deal with them on a mobile phone, like on the online, or like you have used a computer?
Oh, God, yeah. Time after time.
Okay.
The worst part about it was I was ringing a number in Sydney, and it didn't exist. It was now Goliath Motor Scooters or something.
I do understand. Because, sir, we need to report a case under them, ma'am, and we need to make sure that the investigation will be going on to find out exactly what is going on behind you and make you safe and secure, and might make sure that your account and your funds also get safe, right?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Now, sir, you got a mobile phone with you? Like, is it a smartphone or an Android phone? Because I will help you to report this fraudulent activity on the ACSP, the Australian Cyber Security Portal. Okay?
I haven't got a computer. I've got a telephone that doesn't show pictures, right? It's an old one.
It's an old one. And you don't have a smartphone as well?
Smartphone?
Like the mobile phone which you are talking to me, like is it a big phone or smart, a screen phone? You got a big screen on your phone?
No. I'm using the landline. Oh, you've rang me. The landline.
Okay. And whenever there is any payment made from your account, you do receive codes on your landline or on a small mobile phone?
No, we receive a statement at the end of the month.
Okay. And have you received any codes on your landline from the ANZ? Any message or any code?
No. You're the first.
Okay. And apart from this landline, you do have any other phone, sir?
Carol?
What do you have?
I don't know, I think my wife has a smartphone with a screen.
Screen one. And on that phone, is that mobile number is linked up with your ANZ account, sir?
Yes. It's her mobile number, though, not mine.
Okay, because you will be getting a code for the cancellation, because as we are securing all the accounts, so we will be sending you a cancellation message. So you need to check whether you are receiving that message or not. Okay?
Sure, it'll come on the phone.
Yeah, a message, a text message will be come up there. All right?
Yes.
With the reference number and the cancellation details. Because what those people did, they have tried to order an Apple iTunes gift card. And where is your wife? Is she with you right now or like she's outside somewhere?
Yes, here.
Okay, can you take the phone? Can you put the phone in front of you right now?
Yes.
Okay, on that phone, sir, can you see a Google on that phone? You can see a Google application?
Yes, I can see a Google.
Yeah, we've got a Google.
Okay. On the Google, type there my 1P address country. my space 1P address country and have a look. No need to read out or no need to tell us. Just check it from your own eyes, okay? Don't read out anything. My 1P address country on the Google. Type in on the Google my 1P address country. Can you see that, sir?
All I've got is gallery, calendar, and call out.
Okay, can you see, swipe up the page, swipe to the next screen, you can find a Google, internet browser, Google, or Safari. Is it an Apple phone or an Android?
It's a Telstra.
No, it's not a Telstra. Optus.
Optus, yeah.
It's Optus. And is it a big screen phone? You got a big screen on the phone, right?
We have.
Okay. And you do use internet on that phone, like a Google or a Safari?
No. We only have just calls and that.
Okay. And you do receive messages from the ANZ as well, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, sir, what do we need to do as we find your card details have been, and do you have a statement with you, any of your banking statement, the current statement?
Could we get a banking statement? What do you want us to know? Oh, yes, we just done it.
All right. On the banking statement, you can check your, you got an ANZ Access Advantage account, sir?
Do you want the ANZ Visa or the debit?
The debit one, which is...
Right, what am I looking at?
Can you see, there are, how many accounts do you got? You got ANZ Access Advantage? Access
yes.
Advantage account? Alright, what is the balance on, what is the balance on the Access Advantage?
3,000, all balance.
Yeah, the balance, the available balance.
1,253.92.
All right. Okay, so it is on your Access Advantage, right?
Yes.
All right. Apart from that, which other account do you got?
ANZ Low Rate.
ANZ? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, can you repeat that, sir?
ANZ Low Right.
All right. ANZ Low Right, right?
Yep.
And what is the balance that you got there?
Just gave it to you. I want balance.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. What is the balance on your low right? Because we don't want you to miss a single penny from all this account, sir. That's the reason we are confirming the balance. Okay?
1,300.
All right. On your low pay. On your low right, right?
Yep.
That's 1,300.
And three, isn't it? No, it is where I took it off.
Balance 1,253.92. Okay, it is on your Access Advantage, right?
Yes.
All right, and apart from that, which other account you got?
A debit card for the pension.
All right. What is the debit card, the pensioner account, your, what is the balance on your pensioner account?
There you are. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
1,264.81 or 01.
Okay, is it on your pensioner account, right? The debit card?
Yes, that is.
And this is the account which is linked with your debit card, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, and on the mobile phone which you are using, you do have ANZ app on that phone.
I don't know where.
Like, on your mobile phone, is there ANZ app on your phone, the phone that your wife is using, your partner?
Have you got an app for the ANZ on that? No, we haven't.
All right. Because, sir, those people, what they did, they have used your information to register for yourself online banking. As you and your partner, you have never did any sort of online banking from your end, right?
No. We don't do. We come in to the bank.
All right. That's the reason. So right now, what we need to do is we need to cancel up your card. We need to block this card so that those hackers will not be able to withdraw any money from there. And once those transactions will be cancelled, the card will be getting unlocked, all right?
Okay, yes.
For the security, we are just locking the transaction on your card so that no overseas payment or no online gift card can be ordered from this card anymore. We are locking all the notifications while using those cards by the users, right? So wait, we are just working on that. Just be online, don't do anything, okay? Just hold the line for a moment. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right. So you need to just hold the line, sir. Okay. We are working on to block those notifications and those transactions. And we will be locking your card as well. You will be able to use it, but no other person apart from you will be able to use. Because you only know the PIN and PIN of your card, right, sir?
So you send me a new one.
Yeah, you will be getting at your via post, it will be getting it to you. But still that you are, until that you are not getting it, you can only use this card and make sure you don't make any online payment with this card, okay?
You've got, yes, of course, yeah.
All right, so just hold the line for a moment. Let me work on it, all right? I will be just back to you. Just be online, okay?
Right.
All right.
Yeah, you're on.
Thank you for being online. Can you hear me?
Now, how am I going to get on if you cancel that card with my direct debits?
It will be coming up, sir, because the card is linked with your account. Your account number is different, so don't worry about that. The direct debit will be coming up on your account, not on your card, okay?
So the medical benefits and that will still be covered.
Yeah, definitely, sir. Everything will be get secured, and each and every transaction which has been illegally attempted will be blocked, and the legal transaction which should be reflected into your account, you will be getting it, right?
Thank you so much. What hope do I have of getting my money back?
I will help you right now. Just hold all the lines, sir. Let me go ahead with the procedure, because I need to send some email for the security purpose, and I need to fill up the cancellation form over the recorded line. So just be on the hold for a moment online, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Just be on hold, sir. Are you there?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for holding the line, sir. As we try to fill up the details for the cancellation to block all those Apple iTunes gift cards on your debit card, all right, so it is requiring, like, for the cancellation of the card, you need, if the card is with you right now?
Yes, it is.
All right. Can you see the numbers on the card on the front side?
Sorry, here we go. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
The numbers.
Yep. Can you hear me?
4564.
Yes.
6271.
Okay.
1130.
30, right?
Yep.
Okay.
9605.
All right. And what is the EXP on the card?
0424.
Okay. And can you see the back on the number? There will be a three numbers on the back because the yep.
963.
All right. Now, sir, I need to explain you, like, the card number that you got, the card number on the top, it will be the same, but the EXP, when you will be receiving a new card, the expiry and the CB2 number that you got on your card will be get changed. You will be getting a new expiry and a new CB2 number on the card, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, sir. And the card will be coming up, like, via post. It will be coming up at your residence through the post, okay?
Thank you, and I'll just wait for another call or an email or something on how it's going.
Okay. Now wait. Now what you need to do, just hold the line. You will be getting a cancellation message. All right? Wife mobile number is linked with your account, register. Your wife number is registered with this account, right? Your wife mobile phone.
Yep.
All right. So you will be getting a message. So wait for the message until you receive the message. Okay? Just hold the line for a moment, sir. Okay?
All right. Fantastic.
Thank you for holding the line, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now, and while using this card, sir, have you visited for a grocery or a shopping center recently?
No. We only use it for our personal use and the debits.
Okay. And the transaction that you made was for a scooter, right?
Yes. $1,400.
All right. And apart from the ANZ, you do have any other bank cards with you, sir?
Only my debit card for pensions.
No, no. Apart from this ANZ, you do hold an account with any other bank?
No.
All right. So what you need to do, just be on the line, sir, as we are working on the updates, okay? All right, just hold the line for a moment, all right?
All right.
Just be online. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you for holding the line, sir. Just give me a few more minutes so that I can send you a message for the cancellation. We are working on the update, all right? Just hold the line.
Thank you.
All right, sir. And on your wife number, make sure your wife number is registered with that account, right, sir?
Yes.
All right. Can you help me with the number of your wife for the confirmation?
Just for the
mobile number.
Ted, what do you want the number from the credit card?
No. Mobile number. Your wife's mobile phone number.
Oh, sorry, my wife's mobile phone number. I don't know, I'll give it to you. 0478.
Okay.
147.
Okay.
944.
Okay, could you repeat that once again?
0478.
Okay.
147.
Okay.
944.
All right, this is the number where you received the message from the EM there, right?
Right. It'll come
all right,
on.
Now, sir, on the phone, it will be coming up as a text message. Security message, okay?
You don't want to put it through the iPad.
Beg your pardon, sir?
You don't want to put it through my iPad. I've got an iPad.
Okay, and with your, with the iPad, where is the iPad? Is it with you right now?
Yes.
Okay, because, sir, and the iPad that you use, on that iPad, you do use ANZ app?
No, we don't use anything, we just pay it.
How do you pay? Like you online use that, you try to purchase online and you use your details, right?
No, we don't pay online. We go to the bank and pay.
I do understand. And when did you last use the iPad?
Oh, yesterday probably.
All right. Wait, can you, on your iPad, can you check you got a Play Store or a Google?
A Google.
Yeah, on the iPad. Check for the Google.
Yep.
Once you find the Google, do let me know.
Google, right over. Yeah, Google.
Okay. On the Google, yep. Can you see it's asking you for search?
Do you want me to push Google?
Yeah, click on Google.
Yes, search.
Yeah, on the Google you can see search, right?
Yep.
On the search, type there MYMY.
You can't be an account. Now, what do you want?
My, MY.
MY?
Yeah, then give a space.
Spaceship.
Then type number one, the figure one.
Number one.
Okay. Then P for Peter.
Just one.
P for
not number, just one.
P for Peter. Yeah. Then again give a space.
Another space.
Then, after giving a space, then type country.
Country?
O-U, yeah, country and then address.
And what, do you want a space?
No, no. After country, type, yeah, after country, then type address, my 1P country address, and search. And don't read out to me, just have a look from your end.
Right. Address. Now, do you want me to push it?
Yeah. Now, once you type 1P country address, just have a look.
Do I have to put down address? Yes, just a second, she's got a bit of a problem.
Okay.
What should we do now? Push the blue one.
The search button, the magnifying glass.
Yep.
Okay. Sir, you have received a message on the mobile number ending up with 455. Can you check?
Right.
Can you see a message for the cancellation? There was a purchase try to be made of $1,000. You can see the code over there. Just help me with the code.
Yes, I have it. I am Zed.
Yeah. Can you see the code? Read out to me.
Transaction AD,
yes.
1-0-0-0-0. Your ANZ card ending in 9005 at Woolworths.
Yes, this is the purchase those people try to make. So we are cancelling you this payment. So you have get a code for the cancellation, right?
Right.
Can you see the code? There will be a one-time password. It will be
this call 133350.
133350. All right. This is the code. One-time password, right?
Yep.
Okay. Wait. Now, you can check again, once again, this is not the correct one, it's showing incorrect. Just have a, once again, read out the whole message.
Transaction.
Yes.
AUD.
Yes.
1000.
Yes.
.00.
Yes.
On your ANZ card, ending in 9605.
Okay. Read further.
That's all.
And can you see it? Okay, can you see there is a one-time password, a code? Don't show this OTP or don't share this message. You can see there will be 8-6 digit number, a secure code.
That's the one with 350.
Okay, can you read out the number back to me slowly and...
1.
Yes.
0.
Yes.
Just... 1000.
Yep.
Dot.
No,
zero.
Sir, you need to read the code, not the amount. You go down on the message, go down, scroll down the message.
Yes.
Did you get the code there? Can you see one time password?
977.
977. Slowly, once again.
977.
Yes.
Oh, God. It's gone again.
Okay, come down. On the same message, you will find it on the down. You need to go down on that message.
977.
Yes.
952.
Yes? 977952, right?
Yes. A dot.
Wait, you will be getting one more message, all right?
All right.
Now, you will be getting one more cancellation code, sir. Check, all right? We are cancelling all the amount.
Right.
You will be getting another cancellation code. The same, you need to read the message and you can go down. You will be getting a new one. You can delete the old one. Do you know how to delete the messages? Delete it. Delete the old one first.
No.
Can you delete that?
Yeah, I'll probably go to delete and just push it, is it?
Yeah, no, you need to, you can see the option there for delete.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And it says send, wash name, and delete.
All right, perfect. Now you will be getting a new code, okay?
Right.
Wait. And apart from this card, you don't have any other cards, right, sir?
Only the debit pension card.
This is the card, the debit card, right? Ending up with 9605.
No, it's the Visa card.
Okay. Now, can you see one more message you have got? You have received one more message. Okay, open up the message and help me with the code.
One, double, four.
Yes.
349 dash. Go.
All right. Okay. Now, apart from this card, you got your pensioner debit card, right?
Yes.
Where is that card? Is it with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Yes.
Okay. Can you see the numbers on the card?
No, they're all nearly blank. Could you look for no silver on it? The whole bar.
Yes. 4622.
4622.
3.
Okay.
3910.
Okay.
9704.
Okay.
8436.
Yep. Now the EXP.
What time does it run here?
This one goes on the 2nd of the
Two would be the first one.
O2 26.
Yes. Okay, O2 26. All right. And what is the number on the back of the card?
Three numbers.
9 4 1.
Hello. All right. This is the card link up with your pensioner account, right, sir?
Yes. From the pension.
All right, wait. Now you will be getting again a cancellation message. You can check on your mobile phone. Okay. Because we are cancelling all the fraudulent transaction which has been attempted. You have received two cancellation messages already, right, sir? And yes, I guess this message was not come up to yet, right?
Right.
And the debit card that you have 4564, the debit card is linked up with which account? Which of your account?
Four five six four is my Visa account.
Visa, and what is the balance on your Visa account, sir?
Oh, cool.
One two five three ninety two. Okay, now you have received a new code, a new message. Check the message. A cancellation message on your mobile phone once again.
Yes.
Yeah, help me with the code. The new one, sir. This is the old one. You have get a new one.
Oh.
Yes, you have got a new message right now on 344. The 1000 AUD Woolworth, ending up with card number 8436, your pensioner card.
ANZ 340 up for online.
That's a new message. Yeah.
8436.
Yeah. Can you see the message below down there? Read out the code. The same code, the 6-digit number. Go down on the message.
Yes, I have. 787.
Okay.
972.
All right, wait. 787972 and then dot, right?
Yes.
Wait. Okay, wait. Now, on your iPad, did you search for on the Google My 1P address country?
No. Yes, did we search for the Google?
My 1P address country.
Well, yes, we put it in, 1PS country, and push the search.
And what's come up there? My 1P address country, you can see the notification, the option there.
What should come up?
It just, it's before it came up. I won the country address, and that's all it's got.
This comes up as address.
Yes, can you see the login, the IP address details over there? Can you see, is it showing in Australia or it is showing in a different country?
It's in United States of America.
United States of America?
Now you understand, sir. These are the people who are trying to use your information, and they have tried to change the IP address of your network. That's the reason they are trying to make all this sort of payment, right? So what we are doing here is we are just trying to secure all the funds to make sure that in the near future those people cannot get access to your account anymore, okay?
I'll be ringing them again, thanks. We were supposed to get delivered a week ago.
Okay, that's the reason we are cancelling everything, sir, okay?
Yep, thank you.
Thank you.
Because those people, they are... Wait.
Shysters.
Because, sir, we need to confirm everything, each and everything, make sure in the near future as well you will be... You are not going to receive any sort of transaction. All right, now, on your card, can you see the name printed on your card? On your card, the card 4622. Can you see the name on the card?
I'm going to get the card. 4622.
Yeah.
What, the front or the back?
No, the name. On the card, you can see the name.
Right. Mr. Robert W. Khan.
Mr. M.R., right?
Yes.
Mr.
Robert.
All right, wait. I will spell out for you. Mr. Okay, wait. Mr. Robert, right?
Yes.
R-O-B-E-R-T, Robert.
Yes.
W-C-A-R-N-E. C-A-R-N-E, right? C-A-R-N-E, this is Khan, right? Mr. Robert W. Khan, right?
Surname, yep.
Wait, now. It's C-A-R-N-E, right, sir?
Yes.
All right, wait. Now, you will be getting, again, you will be getting a cancellation message. Because, sir, what those people did to you, the available funds that you got on your card, they have tried to withdraw all the money. And they're trying to also take credit from a different the application like a GIP and a PayPal. They have used your information, right?
Good God. So what is the setup when I ring and they put me through to the store and then they go and talk to the driver and say, we won't be long before it's delivered?
That's the reason, sir, we are not sure like how those people are trying to do all this and how you got the information.
Yes.
But we don't want to be the part of this fraud and make sure you don't lose any of your details or any of your information regarding to the transaction.
Right.
All right. Now you have received one more code on your mobile phone. Check.
It just comes through.
All right. You can see it's suing you $200 on CoinSpot, the message, right? Check the message.
Okay, now it's just, gift card is 787972.
No, one. You have got a new one.
the fine dream. Hello.
That's fine. Don't answer up the call, okay?
No, I've turned it off.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, so don't answer the call. Those hackers are trying to reach you up, okay?
Now look, I'm sorry, but I've just got... Hold on a minute, Blair. I've got the chap on the line that's saying he's delivering it now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What you need to do, go to your message on your phone. You have got a new message. Check on your phone.
Well, the chap that's ringing me owns the village. It's Blair Owen.
Okay. And have you received any message, any code on your mobile phone?
Wait on, I'll put him on. Blair, would you tell him this is a bank?
No, no. What you need to do, where is the mobile phone? The mobile number ending up with 455. Does the mobile
did
phone
he?
Is with you right now?
He contacted you, did he?
Can you hear me?
I've been waiting on it for a week or so. Thought it was a damn...
Are you there?
You come.
Hello?
Come down.
Okay. Can you hear me, sir?
Thank you. He's delivering. No.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can't. It's not going to be a scam because it's our chap that owns the village. He contacted
okay.
him because he couldn't find it, and now he said he's
okay.
coming with it.
All right. Now, on your mobile phone, can you check message, a new message? Have you received any message for $200 purchase? Checked. A cancellation code?
A gift card?
Not a gift card. No, a coin spot. You wait. You can see you will be getting a new message. Check. You have received a new message.
Just come through.
Open up that and read out the code on the bottom down there.
50.
Okay. You can see the code, the fixed number on the bottom down, one-time password.
Oh, for God's sake. 787?
Okay.
972.
Sir, this is an old one. You have received a new one. You need to open up the new message. Check the new one, the top, the first message from the top. Open up that. The very first message. It will be show you coin spot purchase of $200 card ending up with 8436. Can you see any message of $200 per order?
No, transaction to 100.
Yes.
Your ANZ card ending in 8436.
Yes. See coin spot. Can you see the code there?
50.
Yeah, can you see the code? Go down on the message. Go more down.
I'm down as far as I can go.
Okay, can you see the code? One-time password and the code, six-digit number?
938.
Okay.
455.
All right, it's 938-455. It's come up on the coin spot message, right, sir? The $200.
No $200. Just got Comstock, and I gave you the number. Did not engage this call.
All right, wait. Don't worry about anything.
So listen, the check has just arrived with it.
Okay, now what you need to do, you need to come down on your iPad. Can you see an App Store or a Play Store on the iPad?
Oh, God. Oh, look, I have to get back. I can't walk, and my wife's gone out.
Okay, wait, don't do anything, wait. Don't do anything, sir, I will be helping you out.
So what happens to this being delivered now?
Which thing, sir?
The motor scooter.
Wait.
Are you there, dear?
Beg your pardon, sir?
Are you right? I'm trying to get my wallet.
Okay.
You got it.
And apart from these two cards, you don't have any other bank cards, right?
None. He's trying to come in the door with the thing.
Okay. You can put me down, sir. You can continue what you are doing, right?
You there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
We just received it and I've signed for it.
All right. Wait. Now, you might be getting a one more cancellation message, okay?
Right.
One is your credit card, right, sir?
Oh, hang on a bit.
Thank you very much.
Couldn't you find the place?
It took me down the other way.
Stop.
No, that's very much.
Yes, I've just signed for it. The check's just left it at the door.
Okay, sir. Now, on the iPad, you got an App Play Store or an App Store?
Got an app what?
You got a Play Store or an App Store on your mobile phone? Check on your iPad?
No, I don't think so.
Check. As you see the Google, on the Google you can type any desk. Type any desk on the Google. A-L-Y-D-E-S-K.
You got the iPad?
Yes.
Go to Google.
It's outside of a phone.
And sir, recently that you ordered, what do you receive right now?
Yes, well, been waiting a fortnight or probably a bit longer, but they couldn't find the address.
I don't understand.
It's in a village, see, and they rang the proprietor of the village, and Blair rang me.
Okay, now you can check, you have get a one more code of 199 amount, a cancellation code, a message. A new code on your mobile.
ANZ.
Yes. Your card number ending with 9605. CoinSpot 199 AUD.
Look, all I've got is the ANZ CTP for the on ANZ OTP. For the on, ANZ, OTP for the on.
Yeah, the first one. Open up the first one from the top. Click on the first one. From the top, the first one, the new one that you got. Did you click on that?
Yes.
Okay, now you can see the transaction details there, the cancellation details. You can see the code on the bottom down again, the new code.
Transaction 2000
Not that one, sir. Other one. You can see, come back, you can see from the top the first one, the new one. You have received a new code of 199. The amount will be $199 AUD.
Well, I'll try it again, but I'll go
through
the inbox.
Yeah, go to the inbox, you have the new one. It will be the top, on the top, the first message.
Yes, just the same. ANZ opt, ANZ opt for the on, ANZ opt for the on.
Click the first one, from the top, the very first one. Click on that.
Yes, on it.
Okay, what can you see? Can you see the OTP, the below down there, the numbers, the 6-digit code?
For the online.
Yeah.
19900.
Yeah, go down on the message. Yeah, go down. You can see the message one time. Yeah. Read out.
7824 right? For the transaction. AUD199.00.
Okay, now what you need to do is, sir, on the Play Store.
Look, I'll have to get you to ring me back tomorrow because I have a heart condition and I get on lie down. I just can't do any more today.
Okay, you need to don't do anything, sir. What you need to do on your iPad, just install AnyDesk, A-N-Y, the security application, so that The security people will be tracking down the network. You see it was showing up in United States of America. So we need to just track those people and shift back the IP address into Australia. So on the iPad, on the Google, type there any desk, and we will be done, all right? And I will not ask you to do anything more.
I'll have a look, but he hasn't always. I'll ring back tomorrow on the number I've got.
I do understand, sir, but make sure this is as we have secured the transaction, so we need to secure your IP address as well. You have already received the cancellation code and the information regarding to that, right?
So what am I doing now with receiving the scooter? Should I receive it or not?
You can receive it. What you need to do right now, make sure if you receive any calls from there, don't try to share any of your details to them, all right?
So you're telling me that someone else has got my bank number?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's the reason we have locked each and everything, so don't be worried. Each and everything has been get secured. But the IP address, your network on your iPad, which was showing in the United States, so we need to block it right now, okay? So what you need to do on the iPad, open up the Google, okay?
Yep.
Okay. On the Google, you can just simply type A for Australia. On the iPad.
Type A. Australia.
M for Nancy.
N for Nancy.
All right. Y for yellow.
Y for yellow.
Okay. B for doctor.
B for doctor.
E for echo.
E for echo.
All right. Now, once you see E for Echo, S for Security.
S for Security?
Yes. Now, K for Kilo.
K for Kilo?
Yeah. All right. Now, you can click on search.
No, I haven't done it. I'll do it after. I just got to go get download in. I've got the numbers, AMYGSK, and put on search.
All right.
So can you give me a number to come back to you or not?
Beg your pardon?
Can I get a number off you to come back tomorrow?
Definitely, sir. I will be sending you the two more messages. There was two more orders tried to be made by those people. So I'm just trying to send you the cancellation code once again. You might be getting a new code, two more codes, and then we will be done. All right?
Right, I'll have to do it tomorrow. I'm going now.
Now, wait, sir. You will be getting a quote. Don't do anything. Be online. Just wait, okay? Just let me have a look. Don't talk to me. Just be on the line. Don't do anything. Now, you will be getting a cancellation code once again. You just get your message. On the message, you can find the new one, all right?
Right.
Wait, just hold the line, sir. Don't do anything. Just take rest, slow down, sit somewhere, calm down, and just wait for the message. Be in front of your mobile, okay? Once you receive any message, do let me know. On the iPad, did you search for any desk, sir?
I'm on the mobile phone.
Okay, so wait. Until you receive any message, do let me know. All right?
Right.
I will let you know once the message, a cancellation message. And this time, the transaction amount will be... This time the transaction amount will be $900. You can check a new message.
$900?
Yes. Because, sir, they have used your details, your information on a multiple app, on the multiple website. So as we are getting all the details, so we are proceeding with the cancellation. Now you have
to
read the code. Yeah, open up that message and read down the code to me. On the bottom there will be a code. Open up that message.
88
Yes.
97
Okay.
24
All right. This is the one-time OTP password, right?
Right.
Once again, read out to me.
88
Okay.
97
8897
24
All right. This is the and on this message, what is written over there? On the top, you need on the top. You need to read out the first one from the top.
Transaction, AUD 900
Yes.
ANZ card 8436
Yes. Now, read down, go down, scroll down and read out.
Kohl's gift card, retail.
No, no, on that, the same message you need to read out. Yeah, read out the message.
Oh, yeah. Gift card. I'm reading it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Scroll
okay,
down.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, go down, read out. Kohl's gift card.
Kohl's gift card. Do you want the number?
Yes. Yeah. No, no.
W-I-G.
Yes.
S-O-1.
Yes.
That is 47.
Okay.
16.
Okay.
66.
071666, right?
47
Okay.
471666
This is the code, one-time password, bottom down there, right?
Right.
Okay, now, wait, now you will be getting, you can delete this message. Do you know how to delete those messages?
Yes.
Delete all the messages from the ANZ right now. Delete one by one all the messages, because this message should not more to you, right?
Hello.
Have you deleted all those messages, sir?
Yes.
All the message that you have received today from the ANZ, okay?
It's all gone.
Okay. Now, wait. Now you will be getting a one more cancellation code. Check your mobile phone. And on the bottom down, there will be same, the code number will be there. Okay?
Right.
Now, wait. You will be getting a cancellation code. check. Have you received any code for the cancellation? A new message?
This comes through.
Okay, open up that. And go down on this message. You can see the same Kohl's gift card and the number WIGS01. And there will be the code, the six-digit number, the security cancellation code.
ANZ AUD900?
Yes.
On your ANZ card ending 8436?
Yes.
Kohl's gift card, retail.
Yep.
WIGS01?
Yes, and what are the numbers on the bottom down?
9. Nine zero six.
Perfect.
508.
All right.
Yeah, I think I've done a good job. So how about you give me a number and I can ring tomorrow?
All right. We have almost done, sir. So what going to do is...
Yep. Sorry. Can't. I've got to get an idea.
Go to pay your pardon, sir.
What?
Beg your pardon, could you repeat that?
I can't. I've got an idea. I've got a pacemaker and two leaking valves in the heart.
I do understand, sir. Okay, you can put down the phone. I will be giving you a call back. If we need, we will bring you up today or tomorrow. If we need, sir, you can rest. Take a rest right now.
Thank you, God. Bye.